So what did you do about her axilla?
So she ended up having a complete dissection and then got radiation, post-lumpectomy radiation after that.
So if she had had negative nodes, what would you have done? And let's say path CR completely.
Yeah, so, you know, right now there's a question amongst our, you know, the local therapy groups regarding somebody who starts out with known positive lymph nodes and then has a path CR at the time and sterilization of the lymph nodes, what the appropriate therapy is. There is a cooperative group study going on in the United States that's asking that question of whether those patients need radiation or not in a randomized fashion, which I think is really nice that it's being tested in that way. And similarly, there's another trial looking at, for patients who still have residual disease after neoadjuvant therapy in the axilla, what's the appropriate management? Do they need further surgery or is radiation acceptable?
So as you know, a lot of times what we do is when trials are ongoing, we are also asking people what they do. And I remember another survey we did about neoadjuvant therapy, and in terms of the axilla, what we saw investigators, and it was both surgical and medical oncology breast investigators were saying at that point, it was a couple years ago, was in general after neoadjuvant therapy, negative sentinel nodes, no axillary dissection, positive sentinel nodes. In contrast to the adjuvant situation, axillary dissection. Is that kind of your algorithm outside trial?
Yeah, no, I think it is. And again, I think that's why it's really important that we have some data from randomized studies telling us what to do, you know, especially given the effectiveness of these systemic therapies now that arguably, hopefully will change how much local therapy these patients need. And it would be great to have definitive data to confirm that.